Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, before we get into episode 892 of Talking Metal, let's give a big shout out to all the patrons on Patreon. I totally appreciate your support. You guys are amazing. You keep this show going. People like Lou Velcourt, she's new. Thank you, Lou, for joining us here. I appreciate your monthly pledge. And as I mentioned to you, anytime you want a t-shirt, I will send it out. She, I think, wants to wait until after the election. She's up in Canada. Thank you so much for your support, Lou. Other patrons who are standing with us month after month: Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltzman, Chris Riley, Johan Enderstrom, Steven Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Gregory Muse, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Brad Dahl from Utah, Richard Langridge, Dan Gerwin, Jerry from Long Island, Sam Soupy, Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, Jason Seth, Steven Saylor, Ron Keel, Jean-Francois Blas, I never know if I'm saying that right, Anthony Mackey, James Bennett, David S. Gray, Fred Rutz, Michael Street, Jay Beninsky, Mike Jones, Steve Hoker, Jean Beauvoiry, and Metal Dan from Cali. All right. Thanks, guys. This is the episode.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. little Breaking the Law
by a priest. And we are breaking the law here because we play music on the podcast. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah. So that's why we're not on Spotify anymore. Kicked off of Spotify for our illegal behavior. And I don't really want to do a podcast where I can't play music or do interviews. I'm done. I hate phoners. I've never loved phoners, but obviously we can't do in-person interviews right now with COVID-19 still plaguing us. And it looks like it could be a while before we're back to doing in-person interviews at shows. You know, if this vaccine hits, we got to convince people that it's cool to take it, which only 39% of the country are ready to take it at this point. You know, it's not approved yet. Of course, we want the FDA to approve it. We don't want our current leader to bypass the FDA and approve it. He knows so much, he can just bypass the FDA. Because that's going to set us back even. Then we'll be at like 2023 before we can convince people to take the vaccine and go out back to concerts, and I can start doing interviews again in person, which I have no... I had Dez from Devil Driver lined up. I canceled it. It's like, I don't want to talk to Dez over the phone. No offense. I mean, I'm not like the biggest Devil Driver fan. They're fine. We've hung out with Dez in his tour bus and interviewed him years past. If I'm gonna interview Dez, that's how it has to be, in person. I'm sick of Skype and phone interviews. Totally sick of them. I do somewhat enjoy the Zoom interviews where we can see people face to face, and John and I are doing those every Tuesday on the Talking Metal live stream, which right now is only on his Facebook page. And yeah, so I don't know. I have to admit, I'm really struggling with Talking Metal. It's been an awesome 15 years. I've really had a great time. And there's been so many highs and very little lows, but I'm just feeling stagnant. I can't do my in-person interviews. I'm not supposed to be playing music, and they're finally coming down on me for that. It'll probably only be a matter of time before I'm kicked off of Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So I'm not doing this show. No offense to people like, you know, Mitch LaFon or any of these other shows, but I have no interest of doing a show where I just talk to people on the phones. It sounds like crap. It's there's no music. You talk about their music, but you can't hear it. And you already have a lot of guys out there like Mitch doing a great job doing interviews, phoner interviews for their podcast. Do you really need 15 podcast interviews with Udo Dirkschneider? You know, really, seriously, all in one week. I love Udo Dirkschneider. So awesome. Going to hang out with him in person and doing an interview in New York City, that I'm down with. And I've done that before. And that's the way I want to do interviews. But can't do interviews because of COVID. No shows. No nothing. Kids screaming upstairs. It'll probably be just a matter of time before I have to stop this to run up. My son's sick. Has a fever. My older son. My younger son is up on doing his Zoom classrooms, which is... not great. Not a great way to educate kids, in my opinion. But I will shut up. I'm letting loose, though, guys, because as long as I have this microphone on, I can't do interviews the way I want to in person. I can't play music. I'm definitely not feeling it anymore. You know, I'm not, and it's partly because I lose money doing this every month. You know, and people aren't letting me do it the way I want to do it. Yeah. Yep. So let's keep breaking the law here. We started with Breaking the Law by Judas Priest. And So I Burn by Puppy.
Yeah.
I like Puppy, man. Puppy are good. Puppy are good. Weird name, but good stuff. All right. This is X-Japan, going way back to 1991, X-Japan. This is Silent Jealousy by X-Japan. here on Talking Metal. I don't think we've ever played them on the podcast. Maybe we have after 893 episodes. I guess there's a good chance we have. Roots, Bloody Roots, my favorite Sepultura album, the title track, here on Talking Metal. Cry of Love by Crippled Black Phoenix. I like these guys. Kind of trippy, kind of really good stuff. Good stuff by them.
Help me find what I lost. I cut my
All right, so we had started the show with Judas Priest, right? Judas Priest, Breaking the Law. I wanted to circle back because I am reading Rob Halford's book, and it's a really good read. It really is. I got an advanced copy, and I'm about 160 pages in right now, but it's just riddled with inaccuracies. Really, it drives me crazy. Like he talks about recording Jawbreaker for the Screaming for Vengeance album. Well, guess what? That wasn't on Screaming for Vengeance. It was on Defenders. You know, and then he talks, every time he says, "You've got another thing coming," he spells it, "You've got another thing coming," which just little things like that, and they do that over and over again. Then he talks about the US Festival and says that Quiet Riot had the number one album in the country at that time, and they headlined the festival on Heavy Metal Day, 1983. No, Van Halen headlined the festival. Quiet Riot played at 9 in the morning. They were the first band to play. I mean, just stuff that we all know, and there's other things too. And when you get hit with so many wrong things, which I actually don't blame Halford for, I think that, you know, he had a co-writer that should have been all the... I can't imagine Halford said, yeah, Quiet Riot headlined the festival. They had one record out. They headlined a festival to 200,000 people. No, give me a break. Well, I mean, if you count the Randy Rhoads records, they had three records out. But they had one, you know what I'm saying. So it's just, I can't stand it when books do this. Just do a Google search. Figure out that Jawbreaker wasn't on Screaming for Vengeance. But I will say this, the book is good. And one of the things I like about the book is it's so gay. It's, you know, I read one review which said that he actually took that stuff too far. I mean, if gay sex makes you uncomfortable, there is blatant descriptions of stuff in this book, and it goes along with his struggle to accept his own homosexuality. So that is the beautiful part of the book for me. And I love thinking of these meathead metal fans that are homophobes picking this up and reading it, because they are going to, their skin is going to crawl, and it shouldn't. And I think people who are such homophobes like that, it's because they have their own insecurities. That's just me. I love reading about gay sex. I think it's great. And Halford does not hold back in this book. And it's a beautiful tale of a man coming to grips with his sexuality and feeling like the place in history, you know, allowed him to actually come clean with it. And there we go. My kids are screaming and yelling. I gotta go. That's life. That's where we're at. COVID time again.